This new news is sponsored by Sure Health, Flannery Auto Mall, and Morrell Equipment. Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? Flannery Auto Mall, located in my lease of downtown Bad Axe, and by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer. With zero turn mowers, use farm machinery located at 4515 South Thomas Road near Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. After 3 decades of dedicated service, Sergeant Michael Anderson bids farewell to his badge, leaving behind a legacy of integrity, leadership, and commitment to the city of Bad Axe. The city of Bad Axe extended their heartfelt thanks for his service, leadership, and support in a Facebook post, wishing him a fulfilling retirement filled with joy and cherished moments. As Sergeant Mike Anderson's bids adieu to his badge after 30 years of service, the community of Bad Axe shares heartfelt messages of gratitude and well wishes for his retirement in the comments. From missing his patrols to pondering his next adventures, the sentiments on Facebook are filled with humor and genuine appreciation for his dedication. Congratulations on your well-deserved retirement, Sergeant Anderson. On the Gagetown, a man convicted of assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle was sentenced to a year in the Huron County Jail on Monday. The incident occurred on July 1st around 3 p.m. during a heated altercation reported by an Owendale convenience store clerk. Derek George Wensko, a 61-year-old, aggravated the situation by retrieving a wooden stick from his car and repeatedly striking the victim before both parties left the scene. Michigan State Police troopers responded, leading to charges filed by the prosecutor's office. After a one-day trial at the Huron County 52nd Circuit Court on March 6th, Wensko was found guilty by a jury of assault with a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent for assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle. On April 29th, Judge Prill sentenced Wensko to 365 days in the county jail with 0 days of credit served, with work release being an option. And the Huron County Prosecutor's Office has announced new charges against Tanner Cody Carr, stemming from an airboat incident in late February. The incident occurred when 3 men were ice fishing in a Saginaw Bay canal covered with ice in Sebring Township. An airboat operator identified as Tanner Cody Carr approached the men, breaking the ice, and engaged in a confrontation. As the airboat departed, the driver allegedly intentionally maneuvered around the fishermen, causing one individual to fall into the water, as reported by Sheriff Hansen in a press release. The victim described the harrowing experience, noting he immediately ended up in the water, estimating its depth to be around 8 feet. Appearing before Judge Gerald M. Prill in the 52nd Circuit Court on Monday, Carr faced charges of felonious assault and 3 misdemeanors related to vessel operation during his arraignment. Refusing the plea agreement, Carr has set the stage for a trial. The case will be remanded back to the 73B District Court for a preliminary examination, where the prosecution will amend the charges to include 3 counts of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, and 1 count of felonious operation of a vessel. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Dr. Paul Arellano has recently joined the ranks of Sure Health, and we're proud to now offer neurology right here in the Thumb of Michigan. So, Dr. Arellano, why don't you explain what kind of areas you handle within the branch of neurology?
Diseases I handle involve dementia, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, headaches of all types, migraines, tension headaches, cluster headaches, peripheral neuropathies, muscular dystrophies. So there's a wide variety of issues that a neurologist deals with.
So what made you choose Sure?
I really want to make a difference, and I think working here, I'll be needed, and the team here is terrific. They are fully ready and able to support me, and I think we will make a big difference.
A referral is needed from your primary care provider to see Dr. Paul Arellano with neurology right here at Sure Health. For more information, you can watch his entire video today by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Huron County, alongside communities nationwide, are gearing up to observe the revered National Day of Prayer this week. Set for Thursday, May 2nd, the annual event will take place on the Huron County Courthouse lawn, starting at noon. Leading the charge is Marie Keel, president of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, who is initiating the local tradition and has been for two decades. Inspired by televised glimpses of other states gathering in prayer for full unity, Keel sparked a beacon of spiritual solidarity in the community. Reflecting on past endeavors, Keel recalls initiatives like the Life Chain, a demonstration against abortion, and underscores the importance of communal prayer and testimonies of divine intervention. Attendees can expect a program encompassing prayer, patriotic songs and hymns, along with reflections on the seven mountains of influence, representing various societal spheres where divine guidance is sought. And Shetlers in Pigeon proudly reveals the first of the upgraded blessing box stands resembling miniature libraries. This initiative, led by Melissa Deming, emphasizes durability and community collaboration in aiding those in need. Crafted by North Huron Schools Workshop, these stands blend education and community service, symbolizing collaboration and altruism. With over 30 boxes across the region and more locations joining, the project gains momentum, supported by organizations like the Huron County Community Foundation. To get involved, whether by hosting a blessing box or contributing in other ways, community support is vital in making a difference, one box at a time. View Thumb Blessing Boxes Facebook page for the complete list of Thumb Blessing Boxes. As construction progresses and more locations participate, the future promises improved resources and aids for those in need here in our community. And it's almost time for students to learn what rural life in the Thumb was like back in the early 1900s. The annual school tours of the Thumb Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum will be Wednesday, May 15th through Friday, May 17th. The tours offer a unique educational learning experience for students from preschool on up through 8th grade. During the tours, hundreds of children from throughout the state will attend the unusual learning experience that brings what rural life was like more than a century ago. The theme for this year is a century jewel. In recognition of the barn's 100th birthday, students will get to experience what attending a one-room school was like, pet farm animals, see a working blacksmith shop, a sawmill, a cider mill, a powerhouse, walk over a covered bridge, play some games the children did back then, and much more. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Drivers, feeling the bumps of construction? Don't let roadblocks slow you down. Flannery Auto Mall's got your back with our spring service special. Flannery Auto Mall is offering a springtime service special. You can get an oil change, tire rotation, cabin filter, windshield wipers, and engine air filter starting at $219. In Bad Axe and surrounding areas, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle so you can keep rolling without interruption. Book your appointment today by calling the Flannery Auto Mall or scheduling your service online. Just mention our spring special. Don't wait. Take advantage of our spring service special and drive with confidence. Hassle-free service is just a call or click away. Flannery Auto Mall, where your satisfaction drives us. Offer valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply. Making your journey smoother. With no
particular place to go. On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. A 29-year-old woman suffered life-threatening injuries in an ORV rollover near Sunrise Sunset on Saturday morning, leading to criminal charges against a 38-year-old man for operating under the influence. Tuscola Dispatch received a 911 call at 2:15 a.m. on April 26th, reporting the rollover on Lee Hill Road just south of M46. Agencies from Carroll, Kingston, and Cass City assisted, while Tuscola County Sheriff deputies were occupied with another intoxicated individual in Millington Township. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office Accident Investigation Team arrived to take control of the scene in Mayville. The injured woman was quickly transported to the hospital by MMR, while the driver, suffering minor injuries, was arrested for DUI, causing significant harm. And three dive teams in Genesee County conducted a recovery mission for a child who fell into the Flint River, one of two separate drownings in Flint over the weekend. The search began around 4 p.m. Sunday, focusing on locating a 7 or 8-year-old girl who wandered into the river near Chevrolet and Glenwood Avenues on Flint's west side. In another tragic incident on Saturday, a 7-year-old boy with special needs wandered from a different Flint residence and also fell into the Flint River. Despite efforts by a Genesee County Sheriff deputy who retrieved the boy near Kearsley Dam, he was pronounced dead, as shared by Sheriff Chris Swanson on a Facebook Live update. And Michigan police are launching Operation Ghost Rider to crack down on distracted driving using unmarked vehicles. The operation involving state, county, and local agencies began on Monday. Spotters in unmarked vehicles will alert marked units when they observe distracted driving, particularly phone use. Governor Whitmer's hands-free driving law prohibits holding or supporting a phone while driving. Penalties range from fines to community service and driving courses for repeat offenders. Jim Stellante, the CEO of TIA and chairman of the Governor's Traffic Safety Advisory Commission's Distracted Driving Action Team, emphasized the importance of road safety to WDIV amid persistent dangers posed by distracted driving. Operation Ghost Rider was introduced in 2017 and will see multiple mobilizations in 2024. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kevin Morrell, your exclusive LS tractor dealer in Michigan's Thumb since 2016. Morrell Equipment offers every model of brand new LS tractors, from 25 horsepower subcompact LS tractors to 101 horsepower farm and ranch tractors. LS tractors give you more standard features, more performance, and more satisfaction for less money than any of the other brands. Add LS tractor attachments specifically designed for LS tractors to deliver outstanding performance and value. Plus, every LS tractor comes with a standard 6-year warranty, and we can deliver your new LS tractor right to your home or farm. Stop in and visit Morrell Equipment, located at 4515 South Thomas Road, east of M53 on the corner of Atwater and Thomas Road, south of Bad X. We are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. till noon. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Walmart is launching its biggest store label food brand in 20 years in terms of its breadth of items. It's an attempt to appeal to younger customers who are not brand loyal and want chef-inspired foods priced more affordably. The country's largest retail said Tuesday that the brand called Better Goods is just starting to land in Walmart stores and online. By this fall, there will be 300 products spanning frozen, dairy, snacks, beverages, pasta, soups, coffee, chocolate, among others. The launch comes as inflation has driven shoppers to seek less expensive alternatives, lifting the popularity of private label brands. And Britney Spears and her father, Jamie Spears, have settled the remaining issues in the court conservatorship that controlled her life and affairs for nearly 14 years. With the agreement, the two will avoid what might have been an ugly and revealing trial that had been scheduled for next month. The terms of their agreement have not been disclosed. Her attorney, Matthew Rosengard, says she is now truly free. Jamie Spears' attorney, Alex Weingarten, says he would love to reconcile with his daughter. The trial was to involve payment to the attorneys who ran the conservatorship and allegations that her father had mishandled it. And King Charles III is returning to public duties with a visit to a cancer treatment charity, beginning his carefully managed comeback after the monarch's own cancer diagnosis sidelined him for 3 months. The event on Tuesday marks the king's first formal public engagement since February 6th, when Buckingham Palace announced he would be taking a break from public duties to focus on his treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. It will be the first of several public appearances Charles will make in the coming weeks as he prepares to host a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan in June. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This new news is sponsored by Sure Health, Flannery Auto Mall, and Morrell Equipment. Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life, are you sure? Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe, and by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer. With zero-turn mowers, used farm machinery, located at 4515 South Thomas Road, near Bad Axe. And we do have two local obituaries. Jordan Miller, a 20-year-old of Elkton, passed away at his home surrounded by loved ones on Friday, April 26. Funeral services will be Wednesday, May 1st at noon at the Evangel Life Church Assembly of God here in Bad Axe. Burial will follow in the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Knoblock Funeral Home in Kindy, and on Wednesday from 11 a.m. until the time of service at noon at the church. And Joyce Ann Miller, 72-year-old of Caseville, passed away on April 26th at her daughter's home near Baltimore. A celebration of Joyce Miller's life will be at Hayes United Methodist Church in Pigeon on Sunday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, please consider a memorial to Hayes United Methodist Church or the Caseville Historical Society in Joyce Miller's name. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.